You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Icons, Harlem Renaissance in Motion, a classical theater of Harlem production in collaboration with the Venus Radio Theater. My name is Ty Jones, the producing artistic director of the Classical Theater of Harlem, and I am delighted to be presenting this wonderful and important monologue series. CTH commissioned playwrights to create 7 original monologues based on figures from the Harlem Renaissance. The monologue you're about to hear is written by Cassandra Medley and is titled Maddie May. A young woman has recently come to New York City from the South. She has taken a job as the housekeeper of a show person named Toot, and a world Maddie May has never seen unfolds before her eyes. Please enjoy Maddie May.
My dear sister, hello from Harlem. Hope this letter finds you all safe and well. First off, I write you with the very, very best news. After 2 months, I now have the blessing to be actually off of the slave market. Harlem folks are right to call it that, too. It's because colored women looking for work take the subway down to Park Avenue and 40th Street each and every weekday morning, whether it's raining or wind whipping back and forth or brawling heat. Lord! And come winter, it'll be icy snow. Can you picture me standing in icy snow? We stand in a line waiting for the White House wives to drive up or be driven up to look us up and down. And then they choose their daytime maids, always for cheap wages. So, when I wrote to you about my day jobs, that's how I've been finding them. That's how it's been for me these last 2 months. I just didn't want to worry you, so I didn't say nothing in my letters. Then yesterday morning, my luck changed for the best. Gotta pinch myself. Happened to be walking past this one brownstone not that far from my rooming house. That's what they call houses here in Harlem. Brownstones. And happened, God be thanked, to look up and see this pair of tan-colored hands in the window putting up a sign for housekeeper wanted. Sprung up them brownstone steps 2 at a time and knocked. Door opened on this big bone-colored woman. Her shiny eyes took hold of me right away. Her smile so friendly that I commenced to straight off give my so forth and whatnot. And I don't hide me being a farm girl come up from Moses Lake, South Carolina, and just 2 months in Harlem. First thing was, She don't give me no watchdog look like the white ladies do when we apply to work for them. Mm-mm. Said to call her Toot.
How do, Ms. Toot?
I held up my hand for a handshake. Her grip was as strong as if she had been handling a plow.
Just Toot.
I nodded. Get this. Her first question to me.
What's it like to pick cotton?
You believe that? Could tell straight off she wasn't making me out to be no joke or nothing. She just really wanted to know. Said it's day after day of the sun soaking up every last drop of sweat out of your body. And then some. Plus having to work with your back bent down and hitched to pain till nightfall. Now get this. She asked me,
what it feel like to wring a chicken's neck? And what's it like to skin the hog you got to live off for the rest of the year?
Next thing I know, the doorbell rings and there's a new somebody else applying for the same job that I'm hoping to get. Somebody else hoping to get off the slave market, same as me. Miss Toots say,
the job has already been taken.
Meaning, taken by me. To my surprise and relief. Whew. And all that just by way of me going on about our work life down home. Was told my salary. That's how she put it. My salary plus extra for nighttime house parties. And that would be the only time when my maid's uniform would be required. Sister, I got me a steady job, making me $30 a week, amen. We'll send the family more dollar bills to stash in secret. I know you will keep making like we are planning for the harvest, so boss man don't suspect y'all sneaking off the place. 6 more months till y'all join me up here in Harlem. Harlem, where there's no stepping off the curb when a white person passes the street. Tell Ralph Matthew we having us a church wedding here in Harlem. 6 more months to wait. Sending all my love to everybody. Your loving sister, Maddie Mae. Okay now, Maddie Mae, it's plain as day that Toot be dressed like a man. She go on and on about where I can find the cleaning supplies. And for me to
just put the key under the mat when I'm finished. Because she won't be home till late at night.
Then Toot say she on her way to a
rehearsal.
Re-who?
I sing in a nightclub.
She say. Well, I sing in my church choir. I say back. She give a little shrug.
Well, I'm all for helping out our people coming up from down south. So long as you do a great job, your business is yours and mine is mine.
Toot tips her bowler hat and is out the door. A mannish woman? Oh, no, 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 no. Maddie Mae, you walk out right now. But she's taking a chance on me, ain't she? Well, ain't she? Nothing stopping me from going back down to the slave market to wait for some white woman to pick me out of a line. Would I want that instead of this strange, mannish woman hiring me for $120 a month? Plus, she really gave me the respect of wanting to know more about me than just whether I might steal her china. But dressed like a man, Toot ain't natural. Right? Right? Dear sister, hope this letter finds you and the family doing well. Has Uncle Leroy patched up the roof yet? 2 weeks I've been working for Ms. Toot and all is well. You believe a colored woman could own a place that could fit 4 of our shacks stacked on top of each other, front and back? I never knew there was any rich colored folks. That's Harlem for you. Her floor rug's got this tiger lily pattern. So pretty. Stains, I do what you taught me. Clay paste with water. Leave it overnight. Carpet sweep it in the morning. And guess what? She got one of these brand new vacuum cleaners. Like we saw in Sears catalog. How about that? She is fancy. Got a piano? What Harlem folks call a baby grand. 3 times bigger than our church piano down home and curvy. I give it a shiny polish. My colored lady even got a big old chandelier in her dining room. How about that? Sending all my love to everybody. Your loving sister, Maddie Mae. Okay, now. Maddie Mae, these pictures you be dusting hanging on the wall. Lady lovers kissing and wrapped around each other, all dressed in these fancy ball gowns. Men folks dressed in ladies' ball gowns. Women in tuxedos kissing. Some folks can't make out if they one or the other or in between. It's just downright sinful. How come they look happy? Smiling. Laughing. Maddie, remember Titus Green? Remember Mrs. Green showing up at our place, bawling her eyes out? Kept quiet at my chores, me, the nobody everybody overlooks. Mama holding Miss Green. Miss Green so shamed, cause her only Sunday church dress done been burnt up by Mr. Green. Forgot I remembered all that. Ms. Green had found Titus in the chicken house, dressed in her Sunday dress, parading round to himself. Mr. Green ripped the dress off Titus, hog-whipped him, and made Titus clear out with nothing to his name. Whatever happened to you, Titus? Caught in your mama's dress. But do that call for you to be tossed out in the wide world with no family to call on? Wow. But it's indecent. But they all look so happy, like they having a good time. But shouldn't I be more troubled by the situation than I am? Okay. Okay, here you go. First sign of this toot disrespecting me, she gonna be putting up another housekeeper needed sign in the window. That must be why there's turnover. Bet them housekeepers come before me, took one look at this, and they walked out on too. And what the church gonna say when they ask who I'm cleaning house for? Maddie Mae. Anything you gotta hide ain't right. But look at these faces looking so easygoing, full of fun. That person looked like joy spilled over. Look at Toot, looking so sassy. Wait a second. No, this is wrong. Wrong. Maddie, pick up your feet and walk out of here. Still ain't told the pastor. Girl, what you waiting for? Dear sister, hope this letter finds you and the family doing well. How's Emma's whooping cough? Has Uncle Leroy patched up the roof yet? 6 weeks, and all's well with my new job. Sending all my love to everybody. Your loving sister, Maddie Mae. Morning, Toot! Here goes another day. Toot be still bundled up in her grand big four-poster bed, just waking up, bringing her a plate of scrambled eggs and kickback strong coffee. Mm-hmm. And here she go, wanting to know more of my stories. My stories. I ain't nothing special. Always been the one that everybody else forgets to ask about. Even at my New Harlem church, I'm the one faded back into the back of the crowd where nobody thinks to look. Mm-hmm. Never thought of me having stuff to tell worth paying attention to. But here I go. Telling too about the time when the mule kicked me in the chest so bad. And Mama and Daddy thought I'd be crippled for life. The time when I slipped down the riverbank and almost drowned. Miles and miles walking to the one-room schoolhouse and how we used old newspaper or corn husk to stuff in the cracks of the cabin to keep out the cold. And what it be like to have acres and acres of fireflies. Tiny seeds of light flickering on and off in the dark night. So, she was reared a city gal. Oh, really? Downtown. Don't get fooled by seeing no white-only signs. I'll be sure to keep that in mind. Tell you the truth. When a white person comes towards me on the street, still I sometimes find myself about to step off the curb. I remind myself I'm not back down in Moses Lake and don't step off the curb. Piano lessons. You grew up with piano lessons? My, my. Can't even picture such a thing. And you was a little bitty thing with a big voice, singing in the church choir too? Say what? You worked as a day worker? Huh. The white lady loses track of a brooch and fires you? Oh, I believe it. I know the type. Thing is, Maddie Mae, Toot don't look past me like I ain't nothing but a piece of furniture. Bye-bye. Have a good rehearsal. Let me get to ironing them suits and men's shirts. Just look at this closet. After all, ain't like I'm prying or spying. I'm the housekeeper. If you're the housekeeper, it's just cleaning. Tucks after tucks and silk top hats. And maybe she's mannish, but she sure done made something of her life, ain't she? But sin is sin. What about yesterday? Turn the corner on Lenox Avenue, and there posted on the street lamp, Toot's picture smiling, top hat and tails, with a sign, sold out, pasted on the top of it. Wow. Wonder what it must be like to wear a man's suit. Maddie Mae, how can you think of such a thing? I just want to feel what it feels like. But it ain't right for women to wear pants and a man's jacket. It's meant for a man to wear. Let me just try it. See there? This what pastor preaches on temptation. But then, Jesus' robes kind of looked like long dresses, didn't they? Just this one time, my secret between me and myself. So this is what it feels like. Downright comfortable, that's what. Yes, a woman can move any which way and not worried about bending over. And when it gets chilly, shoot. Wish I did have me the nerve to wear some pants.
When me and Ralph Matthew hitch up, maybe I'll sneak and try on his pants.
Family be horrified. He doing such a thing. I don't even have the thought.
Morning, Toot!
Here goes another day.
Know what, Maddie Mae? Since me and Toot now be talking about living life, I'm gonna ask her.
So, Toot. Well, how you got the nerve to walk out on the public streets dressed mannish? Don't you care about the respectable and upstanding folks giving you looks, shaking their heads?
She yanks back her head and lets out one of her big, big, deep belly laughs. Then she gives out a few more chuckles, then zeroes in on my stare.
You mean respectable folks like you? I can either live a respectable dead life or a life that I want for myself.
Well, I just stood there with my mouth hanging open like a baby bird. Then Toot commenced to sing out with this voice that stopped every thought I was thinking right away. This deep down voice that started my fingers and toes to tapping like they had a will of their own. My goodness. Guess folks do pay good money to come see her strut her stuff in her tux. She gave me a nod, like she was pinning my stare back into my head. Wow. Harlem. Well now, Maddie Mae, here goes serving your first unnatural house party. Negroes and whites all mixed together? Well, I'll be fit to be tied. They sure is having a great time, ain't they? The photos on the wall come to life. Men made up like women, and women made up like men. Oh, my Lord! That rough, growling voice coming from the Victrola. Somebody they call Bessie? What is that she's singing over and over? I know women that don't like men. It's dirty, but good. Oh, yes, it's just dirty, but good. Am I hearing right? Well, then again, I could be serving white folks parties like before and having to listen to them talk about nigger savages. Well, what I'm seeing? Look at Toot on the arm of that pretty brown gal with that slinky satin thing on. Wow. You can make out every line and every curve that God above gave her. Jesus! What if tomorrow morning I come in to clean up and those two be... After all, Toot did say her business is hers and mine is mine. Guess I'll just keep praying at church and come in to work, huh? What's that white woman saying? Say what? She's married downtown to a businessman, but comes uptown here to be with her lady lover. Did I hear right? Her husband don't mind her being with other women, but he say he'll kill her and cut her head off if he ever finds her with another man. Uh-oh. Them two ain't having such a good time. The one in the tux is steaming, so about to boil up.
just come uptown so you can slum around for naughtiness. What you know about love? Now, that question can be asked to anybody, whether they live in natural or unnatural, with the Bible or against the Bible. The dancing, am I seeing what I'm seeing? Saints above the dancing. Careful now. Y'all don't break nobody's back bending down like that. But what if it's just plain wrong? Because I don't know. Because it just is. Because it's how I've been raised. Tongue all the way inside the mouth? Is that what Ralph Matthew gonna want once him and me? Excuse me? Why, thank you. I know I'm cute. And I know you're drunk. Madam May, see? Paul, I'm teaching you more about how to handle yourself, girl. So, the so-called unnatural people be just the same as the so-called natural. Just plain folks. Oh, is that the truth? On my ears? What? 1922, and we done had 50 lynchings already all over the country this year. Now that be the real sin, right there. Let me go back round and serve them over there. What they saying? Women done finally got the vote. Man, my goodness, this really and truly ain't down south. You're going to be able to vote up here in Harlem. Say, huh? Huh? This here mannish woman over here been voting in Harlem for years? Grows herself a mustache whenever the time comes and goes right into that voting place just like a man. Amen. Two, all next week, you and me going to have so much to gossip about. Dear sis, done made up my mind that I'm doing my very best at my job, and that's what counts. One more month to go before I meet your train at the station and get to hug you tight and say, welcome to Harlem. My name is Pernell Walker, reading for Maddie May.
End of play. Listen, on behalf of everyone here at the Classical Theater of Harlem, we thank you for listening. We've got some great people to thank. First off, Sean Renee Graham, Literary Director of Programs. Betty Shamia, CTH's Mellon Playwright in Residence. This piece was adapted, produced, and edited for audio theater by Eric Emma, and the sound design and mixing by Andy Stein. This is a Classical Theater of Harlem production recorded in collaboration with the Venus Radio Theater. Thank you again.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details
on Sunset Boulevard.